Can you tell us a little bit about dementia and Alzheimer's and the biggest difference between the two?
Yeah, and a lot of patients and members of the public have questions about this. It's a little bit confusing because dementia is just it's an umbrella diagnosis or a descriptor that means there's a decrease in cognition but also a decrease in functioning. And so there are many causes for dementia, one of which is Alzheimer's disease. So Alzheimer's disease is one of the most common causes of dementia, causing about 60 to 70% of dementia.
I am curious, is there a correlation perhaps with memory issues and folks who have been diagnosed with some type of diabetes as well?
Absolutely. We know that diabetes as well as high blood pressure and high cholesterol are all risk factors. We call them vascular risk factors for developing Alzheimer's disease. And so people with diabetes are at higher risk of getting Alzheimer's disease later in life. And that's why we recommend keeping blood sugar under control to help decrease risk factors for Alzheimer's disease.
I'm not sure that we have like a great measure of time, but let's just say over the last decade or so, last 15, 20 years, have we learned more about Alzheimer's, dementia just in general? Have we learned more about these diseases over the last couple of decades?
Yeah, we have learned a lot. I will say that, you know, research is ongoing. There's so much more to learn. But basically what we've learned is that these diseases are caused by proteins that build up in the brain and cause brain cells to lose connections with each other or to die. And at the moment when these proteins build up to a certain point, that's when symptoms occur. I think a big thing that we've learned is that these proteins can be building up in the brain sometimes 10 to 20 years before any symptoms begin. So that is a significant thing that we've learned in the most recent years about these diseases.
Visiting with Dr. Kim Johnson with the Duke Department of Neurology, are we any closer to finding a cure for these diseases?
We're closer than we were a couple years ago.
Good,
I would
sure.
say that, you know, that we get closer all the time. That's why, you know, ongoing research is so important. I think the big thing with Alzheimer's disease is the problem is that we don't know ultimately the root cause of the disease. And until we find that out, we won't find a cure. We do have treatments that can help take proteins out of the brain now and that were just approved in 2023 and 2024, and that's been a huge advancement. So we're giving these treatments at Duke and also other areas around the state, including UNC. I think that now that these treatments are available, they're getting more people into the clinic to get a diagnosis, to find out what's going on, and to have one of these possible treatments.
Dr. Johnson, in terms of a diagnosis, what are the things you want patients or listeners to know about how to live after you've been given one of these diagnoses of Alzheimer's or dementia or something along those lines?
Yeah, that's really important to me. It's something to convey to my patients because I tell people, you know, you're the same person when you came into the office and found out this information as you are when you leave. And basically, you know more information. And knowing more information, getting an accurate diagnosis, removes fear and uncertainty of wondering what's going on. And many people can live their life with Alzheimer's disease, the patient themselves and families, continuing with social activities that they enjoy, exercise, travel. They might have to lean on partners more in their life, but they can still have a good quality of life. And my overall motto, it's for people to have their best day, every day, the way things are today. And I see so many of my patients living each day, you know, with Alzheimer's disease and finding joy in activities that they're doing and joy with their family.
You mentioned families. This is obviously not just a personal disease. It's a family disease when you get this diagnosis or when things start to progress. What is your message to families when they see one of their loved ones struggling or suffering and maybe forgetting some of those important moments in their lives?
I think the most important thing for families is to support the person that's going through this and know that this is a very, very difficult disease. And families do know this. They know it's not only difficult for the person who has the disease, but also for them watching this person change. And the most important thing is just to know that as we go through life and we age, we do change over the years, even though, you know, we think that people stay the same all the time. We're always changing. And And with Alzheimer's disease too, you know, 1 year might not look like the next. And so I see the families that do the best are the ones that sort of accept the changes and make the most of what their family member can do and how they can interact with them in a meaningful way.
Dr. Kim Johnson, Division Chief of Memory Disorders in the Duke Department of Neurology. Dr. Johnson, thank you so much for your time and your perspective. Look forward to visiting with you again in the future on this topic. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for interviewing about Alzheimer's disease.
Absolutely. Have a great day. Thank you.